Well, as of 7 o'clock this morning, here are the latest figures on both the Caldor fire and the Arola incident. The Caldor fire has now grown to 136,643 acres, remains at 12% containment, 465 single residents destroyed, 11 commercial properties destroyed. There have been 37 structures that were damaged. And on the Arola incident that broke out about 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, that fire is at 700 acres and is now 700 acres and is 10% contained. There are still about 200 structures that are threatened. Now, evacuation orders are in effect for all of Parrots Ferry Road from the Tuolumne Calaveras County line to Parrots Ferry Bridge to Highway 4, including Moaning Cavern and Camp 9 Road, as well as east of Red Hill Road to Parrots Ferry Road. Now, evacuation warnings remain in effect for the town of Douglas Flat and Murphy's. Parrots Ferry Road is expected to remain closed throughout the day today. The firefighters observed extreme fire behavior yesterday afternoon as the fire made uphill runs and is terrain-driven, critical dry fuels and steep terrain, challenging fire crews overnight as well. Firefighters will continue to establish direct and indirect containment lines again today. Hotter and drier temperatures are forecast today through the weekend with poor humidity recoveries overnight for both the Arola fire and the Caldor fire.
Well, the Amador School Board received an update on COVID-19 safety measures both in school and for extracurricular activities at Wednesday night meeting. State-directed school safety measures for in-class activities have largely remained the same. Masks required for all students, and those showing symptoms of illness must leave school immediately. The school district also will no longer be conducting contact tracing for COVID cases at the school, leaving that up to county health officials. What is new for the board to consider? A set of safety guidelines jointly issued by the health officials of Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties for extracurricular activities. The guidelines call for mask wearing for all indoor activities, except where participating in the activity makes wearing a mask unfeasible. For higher risk activities such as indoor singing or close contact sports such as football or basketball or in areas where COVID-19 transmission is high, which it currently is in both Amador and Calaveras counties, the guidelines suggest testing for COVID up to twice a week for all unvaccinated participants. The testing regime is offered as an alternative to national CDC guidance that calls for higher risk activities to be canceled altogether when transmission is high. School Superintendent Tori Gibson acknowledged the guidelines would be difficult to implement and follow, but were much better than the alternative of canceling many sports and activities altogether. The board also received a report on attendance at the district schools, showing attendance levels have been rebounding from last year's numbers. 2 years ago, total enrollment in August at all the district schools, 4,196. Last year, with much of the COVID-related restrictions in place, enrollment fell to 3,954 students, while this year, enrollment is now at 4,061.
And the state's latest models indicate that the current COVID-19 surge will likely plateau around Labor Day and then start to decrease. State health officials say that things are looking more hopeful, but warn that COVID is still very unpredictable. Rural areas like Amador and Calaveras counties, where vaccination rates are typically lower, are faring worse in the current surge than more urban areas like San Francisco and Los Angeles, where there are estimated 8,200 COVID patients in California hospitals and about 2,000 in intensive care units. The modeling does show that hospitalizations will increase to around 9,300 early next month before leveling off. The state is also estimating that nearly 2,000 people will die from COVID in the next few weeks. The case numbers will fall as additional people become vaccinated and others gain levels of natural immunity after getting sick and recovering. The state says that 2/3 of eligible Californians 12 and over are fully vaccinated.
Well, the California State Auditor's Office released a new report looking at the financial health of the 423 cities across the state. The cities are given a ranking 1 to 423. The city's governments, with the lower numbers, have more fiscal stress. In addition, the cities are put into three categories: low overall risk, moderate risk, and high risk. Jackson, the county seat of Amador County, came in at number 77 in the moderate category. The city is in good shape and at the lowest risk in the category of liquidity, cash, and investments, along with OPEB obligations. OPEB benefits involve health care benefits, but also may include life insurance, disability, legal, and other services. Figures show a moderate risk for general fund reserves, pension obligations, pension cost, and future pension obligations. However, the city is at a high risk relating to debt burden, revenue trends, pension funding, and OPEB funding. So what does this all mean? Jackson City residents may experience the continuation of essential services such as fire, police, road maintenance, and parks. However, the city may need to increase revenue or reduce services or other expenses to deal with a major economic event such as a recession. The city should carefully evaluate its financial position. Overall, the city of Jackson has a moderate risk of financial distress. Angels Camp, the only incorporated city in Calaveras County, came in at number 269 in the lowest risk category. The city in a good place when it comes to general fund reserves, debt burden, and liquidity. However, moderate risk relating to revenue trend, pension obligations, and future pension obligation costs. There's high risk when looking at other post-employment benefit funding.
And expect one-way traffic control on Highway 49 and 88 in Jackson this evening. Caltrans plans to remove the K-Rail system along the highway between Vogentol Road and the Kennedy Mine Vista Point. The barricades were put in place during the EPA cleanup at the Argonaut Mine. Work is scheduled to begin at 9 p.m. and continue until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, one-way traffic control will be in effect, and motorists should expect 5 to 10 minute delays. Use an alternate route if at all possible.
And Amador County Arts Council announced this week's TGIF concert taking place at the Plymouth Main Street Park this Friday. Now, the concert originally scheduled to occur at the Fiddletown Park. However, early yesterday, citizens of Fiddletown asked Amador Arts to move the concert to a different location. Amador Arts worked with the city of Plymouth to move the concert to the Main Street Park location. Bring your picnic chairs and dancing shoes for great music from 6 to 8-ish. That's Friday evening. The band, the Route 88 Band. The complete concert schedule can be found at amadorarts.org.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com. And, of course, we'll bring you the latest information on the Caldor fire and the Arola incident as well.